Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 6th of January 2016, Satan's tactic, destroy marriages through self-interest. Destroy marriages through self-interest. Brothers and sisters, the last couple of days I've been dealing with marriage issues of people and counseling. Thank Jesus Christ of Nazareth. These are real issues. Marriage issues are real issues and they're important issues, because if Satan can destroy a marriage, then the whole marriage unit is broken. There is no, the people reject Christ, and then what happens? The children are destroyed. The world becomes a worse place, because the children suffer, everybody suffers. Destruction, and their own souls are destroyed. Therefore, Satan earmarks or spearheads attacks on marriages. But people think that Satan then comes after that. Let's see that. 1 Peter 5:8, amplified. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Self-discipline is key to overcoming this. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, Jesus Christ is saying the enemy is yours, you know, it's not his. Yes, no. He is creator. Devil is not his enemy. He created Lucifer and became Satan. And he took away the power and gave to us. That enemy of yours, Jesus is telling us, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, like seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he may devour. Now, brothers and sisters, Satan, as many people think, then comes to attack the marriage and all. No. Satan's tactic actually first is to enter the marriage before the marriage. To enter the marriage before the marriage. This is important to understand. Satan enters. The family spirits all deal with the marriage even before the marriage. They know you're going to get married already. So they're already planting their seeds. They're planting their strategies how to destroy this. So the issue to counsel marriages, we have to look at what happened before the marriage. That is where the issue is. The soul, when two people are arguing, quarreling, or unagreeing, or disagreeing, or whatever, they're all in love, and then they married, and then finally this come out, some things happening, then you have to go before the marriage. Because Satan's tactic is not suddenly get up, hey, they are married, so now let us go and do something. No. He's already knowing all that. Family spirits are with you, with me. They're following you through. As you're wanting to get married, they're already planning their structure. And they have done so many destruction to so many marriages even before you were born, before I was born. Because why? They were cast out from heaven when? Thousands of years ago. And how many souls have been attacking since? So one family spirit is all the time, a demon, has been attacking marriages so many countless times before your marriage came into being. Brothers and sisters, therefore, you better take wisdom today in Christ. You first of all need self-discipline, brother and sister, both of you need self-discipline. That self-discipline what? In Christ. Alert and cautious, vigilant, sober. God says, act like a soldier, spiritual soldier. We do not fight human beings. Human beings, we love all human beings. But we fight the spiritual beings which are controlling human beings. If a person is angry, then you cast out the spirit of anger. No one is getting angry with the other person. Silly of me, after knowing this, I became so miserable knowing that I used to be angry with people when actually there are spirit beings attacking me through these people, and then I also was angry with others. And when I realized this, I said, it's a fantastic, important key information. Why? I don't get angry with people anymore. I want to see the spirit which is moving them. What is moving them? And I begin to bind. You are not unaware of the wiles of the enemy, not unaware of the wiles of Satan. You have power. So you begin to attack the spirit that are destroying these human beings. Feel sorry for these human beings who are actually angry or whatever with you. But first examine yourself. Examining yourself is critical. You don't examine yourself, you're not going to get out of any mess. And be humble. Now, for instance, Ephesians 5:29-33. No one ever hated his own body. Instead, he nourishes and protects and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church. So Christ does what? He nourishes and protects and cherishes it. Are you a member of the body of Christ? I am a member, you are a member, because we accepted Jesus Christ to be our head. If you do not accept Jesus Christ to be your head and the husband of your soul, you are not a member of the body of Christ. You are not a member of the Church of Christ. You can be a member of any denomination you want. You can be also be a member of the congregation that I minister to. But you are not a member of the body of Christ. You are not a member of the Church of Christ. Why? Church of Christ is Christ builds his church. I don't build his church. You can't, any other pastor can't build his church. Any priest can't build church. Any denomination can't build their church. Only Christ builds his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. You can be in any number of denominations. So what? You can be Protestant, Protesting, Catholics, Catholicism, Universal Religion, or whatever they claim. All kinds of things can be claimed. Anglican, FGA, Assembly of God, so many, Methodists, you know, all unimportant, including the congregation that I call whatever, not important. Are you a member of the body of Christ? To be a member of the body of Christ, deep in your soul is it settled. Jesus Christ is your head, Lord and Master, and you are slave unto righteousness, and you obey Jesus Christ. You have to obey Jesus Christ, please obey His word. You don't need to obey the pastors, including me. If I'm telling you something wrong, please don't go and check the scriptures and understand for yourself and then obey the scriptures. If I'm telling you the scriptures, you can't understand this, please fast and pray to get understanding. If I'm telling you the scriptures and you want to interpret any which way you want, you also can do, that's your choice. And then you will find out who is right finally, right? Whether the word of God is interpreted that way or you want to interpret. Many people interpret their own way because it suits them, you know. Now, Church of, therefore when I'm teaching, when I'm even in the congregation I'm ministering, everybody is given their own choice. You want to do what you want to do. But if you don't follow the word of God, I don't want to be ministering to you. I don't want to minister to you. Why? It cannot work. It won't work. So I'll be actually running spinning wheels only, and you will be getting angry with me because I'll be using the same words of Christ to you, and the word of God will convict you, but you will think I am irritating you. Can you imagine? The word of God will convict you, there'll be your wicked heart don't want to accept, and then you think I am the one poking you. I'm not poking anybody, brothers and sisters. I want to love everybody. That's my desire, because my husband of my soul told me, love everyone, including your enemy. So I want to love the enemy. For my own sake, for my own sake, I love them. And how do I do it? By calling on the blood of Jesus, by commanding a heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ, I do it. So as I'm doing here, now, Ephesians 5, we're talking with 30, because we're members and parts of his own body, he nourishes and cherishes it. 31, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined and be faithfully devoted to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. You become one flesh. That applies both the man and the woman. You become one flesh. This mystery of becoming one is great. Becoming one, the mystery is very great. But I'm speaking in reference to the relationship of Christ and the church. 33. However, each man among you without exception is to love his wife as his very own self, with behavior worthy of respect and esteem, always seeking the best for her and with an attitude of loving kindness. And the wife must see to it that she respects and delights in her husband, that she notices him, prefers him, treats him with loving concern, treasuring him, honoring him, and holding him dear. This is the command. So, now, Philippians 2:4, do not merely look after your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Actually, put interest of others first. Why? That is loving your neighbor as yourself. Philippians 2:3, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit through factional motives of strife, but with an attitude of humility, being neither arrogant nor self-righteous. Regard others as more important than yourself. I fall into this trap number of times and I repent. Repent. I repent in Jesus Christ's name. Suddenly I'm upset with somebody who doesn't know scripture, and then they trying to tell me something and I get upset. That is self-righteousness. Sorry, Lord. I do not want. So immediately I repent and I cry out to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, change me, Lord. Make me humble, completely humble, and regard others more important than myself. Make me in the name of Jesus Christ, ask the Holy Spirit to make me. In the name of Jesus Christ, ask the Holy Spirit to make all those who are listening to this, to make them humble, to regard others more important than our own selves. Amen. Now, that applies to the husband and wife. Now, this is a mystery. He says, the mystery, the man and woman become one flesh, become one, you know, one. So that's it. Now, if either you have become one or not one. Now, as I was telling you just now, the Satan is not going to get up, a demon is going to get up and say, now let's attack this marriage. No. As you're moving towards marriage, is already in the marriage before the marriage has been physically, legally concluded. Because in your mind, when you're moving towards marriage, actually in your mind, your spirit of your mind, you're being married already. It's happening in the spirit. You're being married in the spirit of your mind. Only thing, you're trying to get approval from some department or getting some function or some actual religious custom or whatever you're doing. You're waiting for that. But in the mind, the marriage is forming in the mind. The marriage is forming in the mind. This is where Satan enters first. He gets into the act before the marriage. So brothers and sisters, if you have a wife, if you have a husband, you please obey this first. You deny yourself and pick up the cross. Anyone not willing to deny themselves and pick up the cross is not worthy of Christ. So first you deny yourself. First don't think about yourself. My wife did this, my wife did that. No, no. First think of the other person. Consider, after all, you're married believing that they are good to you, isn't it? Otherwise, you wouldn't have married. Of course, there are people have forced marriages and arranged marriages and all that. There's another section altogether. Today, we can't discuss that. Today, we're discussing people who are supposed to love each other and marry. Now, if you love each other and marry, that means that Satan getting into the marriage, while the mind is in the spirit of marriage already, Satan already getting there. Although there's no real marriage conducted yet. It may be done 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year later even. But Satan already got there. If at that time, the family spirit will know, if you're self-seeking, then he'll build the self-seeking into you there to make you believe what kind of husband your husband must be, what kind of wife your wife should be. And then you begin to believe, develop planting the seeds, brother and sister, better understand this. I used to consider after Jesus Christ arrested me, I was wondering how did I fall into all this adultery and all this. I love my wife very much. And after that, step by step, all this happens. And step one, pride comes. When pride comes, the whole thing destroys. Some people have false humility. Hello, brother. Hello, sister. Back inside, a deep-rooted pride will be there. When pride is there, the devil can easily mold you as a putty. He just molds you as a clay. You know, this way, that way, he can mold you. Soft clay, he can mold you. Why? Pride makes you rubbish. No strength to stand for righteousness. No strength to call on the blood of Jesus. You won't call on the blood. Pride won't let you call on the blood of Jesus Christ. Pride won't let you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, command every wicked, unclean spirit of pride to go out of me. Why? You're prideful. No one understands you're prideful. You don't want to know you're prideful. You don't want to accept you're prideful. So, pride stops us from even calling Jesus Christ to cast out the spirit of pride. And that one, if you don't cast out, it will not go. That's why Jesus gave the command before he left. Spread the gospel, those who believe, they will cast out evil spirit in my name. Pride is an evil spirit. And also pride, an element sits in our wicked heart. So what the spirit of pride will do, what the demon will do, motivate our heart to become prideful, activate the pride in our fallen nature heart. And then people fall for that. So if you already have certain design, how your husband should be, how your wife should be, how they will act and this and that, and then the marriage begins to crack up the very day it was formed, within a few weeks you feel that the husband is not doing what he's supposed to be doing for you, and you are feeling that this husband never cares, he's changed, he's this, he's that. And then the husband, the wife said this and that, now I've come back, she doesn't care, she's only bickering at me. Why? Forgot the wife is sitting down there so many hours and came. She also, while sitting down there, not concentrating on Jesus Christ, concentrating on when will my husband come back? When will my husband come back? And come back and unload. Now what has happened? Both have left Christ. Christ has not left them. He probably not to leave or forsake. But they are leaving Christ. Why? The demon already operating from them before the marriage. He knew. The demon knew what your heart is, what your mind is. He begin to do this and you have not renewed in the spirit of your mind. When you're not renewed in the spirit of your mind, the fellow uses all the old attitude you have, all the self-seeking you have when you are single, all the desires you had to run away, maybe from your parents, you want to be married, you want to run away, no, not really married, no. So you may be doing that. So all that, the fellow get in and hammering now. In Jesus Christ's name, you can cast it out. You can cast it out by humbling yourself and begin to want to obey the word of God. You go to Christ. You fast and pray. You fast and pray. You fast and pray. Oh, I'm breastfeeding mother. I can't fast and pray. Yeah. Then you better deny yourself other areas. What food you want to eat? Don't eat that food. Eat the good food for the baby's sake. Whatever you want to do, you want to watch TV? No, watch TV today. You're fasting and other things. You're bringing your flesh under control. Now, brothers and sisters, the demon already started before. Huh? Now, he's moving, trying to destroy marriages. And then just watch out for other marriages. Because generational spirit. Generational spirit, all of us come from broken, some kind of issue because we didn't have Christ. So some of us may be coming from broken families, divorced families, separated families, or the families are supposed to be intact but husband and wife never really had love. Or we're coming from suffering families, poverty ridden, all kinds of things we have come from. So those spirits must be cut off because your heart is sitting down there, means finished. The devil, the family spirit will be working on overtime on this. Oh, divorce spirit, I will work on you. Oh, poverty spirit, work on you. Brothers and sisters, today is a day to cut and turn new life in Christ. Have a great marriage in Christ by becoming obedient to Christ and remembering you're one. Husband and wife, you're one. Christ will hold you accountable. Think more highly of the other. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.